Well, guys, this is a video I wasn't hoping to make, and no, that isn't the intro to a YouTube apology.
I hate making these videos, but
Instead, it's disappointment that this is the topic on front of all basketball fans' minds. Should the NBA suspend the league again?
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Before I start, I just want to say that this is not a political video. We're just discussing the pros and cons of the ripple effects created if the league is suspended again. Also, YouTube automatically demonetizes and censors videos that say the name, So, as an inside joke of the channel and a substitute for the name, we'll be calling it Optimus. Since it's similar to the new O name variant. Also, I know I'm uploading this kind of late in the day because I've been at work, but even though it's late, it's still technically a daily upload. So, anyway, let's get into it. As of right now, the league has no plans of suspending, with NBA executives even commenting on the fact that Adam Silver refuses to pause the season. However, even if the league doesn't suspend officially, it seems that Optimus is kind of doing it on its own, with players out and games being postponed. This is again why it's on everyone's mind. But the NBA is trying its hardest to keep it as a positive narrative. This week, many players were obviously out. However, rather than reporting on all the All-Stars that won't be playing, ESPN reported on other players and celebrated a record that may not really be a good thing, with Greg Monroe being the 541st player to play in the NBA season. Sure, it's a record and more people are getting to play, but the reason kind of downplays the celebration and makes people wonder, is it in bad faith? This brings up the debate of more players being a good or bad thing as well. Of course, we aren't seeing our normal All-Stars, but we also are getting some more minutes from other players. Whether it be Joshua Primo getting more minutes on an NBA court that all Spurs love, or a lesser-known person like Jalen Noel getting about 10 minutes a game, who Greg Monroe said he had no idea who he is. However, there are many diamonds in the rough that could come out with these more minutes. We've seen this in the past with players like Jermaine O'Neal. He had less than 9 minutes a game in Portland before requesting a trade to Indiana and having 35 minutes putting up these insane numbers. This weird circumstance is an opportunity for more dark horses such as this to appear. But it's also entirely possible that people may just brush this off due to the fact that they're playing other third strings. Even with all the players out, the NBA may not suspend the league due to the records being broken right now. We just talked about how all the third stringers are playing, but some starters are still getting minutes. What do you think is going to happen in that situation? This is like me in 2K breaking the 100-point record against the Kings. For instance, LeBron is now going up against the Nets with no KD and Portland with no CJ McCollum or Robert Covington. This sets an easy path to the 40,000 record. And it should go without saying that suspending the league would cause the record to draw out, with LeBron just getting older and older as the season is paused. Then, of course, there are the obvious ripple effects of pausing the season as well. The same thing that happened the past 2 years. A shortened season and then the need to create a plan to get the league back to its normal schedule. Then you have injuries due to the pause of play like in 2021. And it just leads to both playoffs being chalked up to asterisk championships, like the past 2 years.
Ah, shit. Here we go again.
However, either way, it's no secret that with health and safety protocols, ratings for the NBA are down. Everyone I know that was hyped for the Christmas game, like me and CJ, didn't even turn on the TV. We didn't want to watch Patty Mills versus THT. However, is low ratings still better than no ratings at all, with no games being on TV? That's not my decision, or really anybody who's watching decision to make. We just have to wait and see what happens. Anyway, that's all I got for this video. And again, I just want to remind y'all, this is not a political video. If y'all decide to leave your take in the comments, keep it civil, especially with this being such a sensitive topic right now. But that also goes for any video I make. If you give your takes in the comments, keep it civil, respect each other, and don't attack the person personally. Even if the channel is small right now, we don't want to get into this habit or reputation of being a toxic community. It just isn't cool, guys. I love you all, and hope you love each other. Anyways, peace out.